Preston and Steve Fun Size.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to mention this because we are doing things to kill some time, as Todd was saying. And one of those might be gaming. If you're a gamer, or maybe you never have been, and now you've got the game system lying around there that your kids or your significant other has and you never play, and you find that you're just trying some games out just for the hell of it. The place called The Strong, they are the self-described National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York, has announced the 2020 nominees for its Video Game Hall of Fame.
We also run the Pudding Awards.
Yeah, they do the Pudding Awards as well.
Okay. Video Game Hall of Fame.
These are the nominees. Now, Steve, they run the gamut, and I don't know if there's categories or what or how many that they
or is it more like a broad scattershot approach the way the Toy Hall of Fame goes?
It might be kind of like that, because let me read you the titles, and then I can go through the ones that are already in the Hall of Fame if you want, but... So here are the games that are up for nominations. Bejeweled.
Okay.
Centipede.
Yes, classic.
Frogger, another classic one. GoldenEye 007. That was a great game.
GoldenEye 007 set in motion that shooter, that mm-hmm. And there'd been nothing like it.
That was the first game to sort of indicate to me that that games have evolved past my expertise.
Right.
I was terrible at that game.
Well, you were wiggling your ears.
Yeah, you're right.
Then you have Guitar Hero. That was a game changer.
That was awesome.
King's Quest.
Yeah.
Minecraft. I mean, talk about a huge explosion right there. NBA Jam. Nokia Snake. Don't know that one. Super Smash Brothers Melee.
I think Nokia Snake was when, one of the first
phone games it was, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Uncharted 2, Among Thieves.
Uncharted 2 is so good.
Okay.
If you want to finish the list, we'll go back.
And then the last one is Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
So
Uncharted 1985. By
Uncharted 2, if you've never played the Uncharted games, Preston, these are your... you talk about playing a movie. They're puzzle solvers, so he's he's Indiana Jones and Lara Croft and that sort of vibe. It's got wry dialogue. It's got, all of this cool sort of very cinematic stuff. But some of the puzzles and some of the escapes and some of the action and the shooting and everything, it's just terrific. The first Uncharted was a good game and gave a good tease as to what they could do. But when they hit the ground running, like the second and third one, oh, my God, great games, and you feel as if you've played a movie.
So the games that were inducted last year were Colossal Cave Adventure from 1976.
Wow.
I wonder if that was like a text-based game. Microsoft Windows Solitaire, that's a classic. They came out in 1990.
My wife plays Solitaire. So she plays a number of games on her phone. She loves the classics, Backgammon, Solitaire, all
Minesweep, that
stuff.
That was the other one.
Minesweeper. That came with every Windows computer.
Yep. Mortal Kombat was inducted last year.
Great game.
And Super Mario Kart. Those are the ones that went in last year.
I was never massively into the Mario Kart stuff. Some of it's fun.
Jace loves it.
And does
he? I don't get it. Like, I mean, it's okay, but yeah, he loves it.
The racing games were never a big thing for me.
One of my favorite racing games ever was a game called Burnout 3.
Oh, I remember that.
Well, okay, you remember? So Kathy,
I remember Burnout.
In this game, one of the sub-games was you driving into intersections, in whatever way you could to cause as much damage as possible. So you'd go in, fuel trucks would explode, cars would careen into each other, and then a helicopter would fly over the scene and estimate the dollar damage you did.
Yeah.
Okay. It was great.
The two racing games that I liked were, there was one called Rad Racer. Nick, do you remember that from when we were probably in 6th, 7th grade?
That was an arcade game, right?
I played it on my Nintendo.
Yeah.
And then RC Pro-Am. And yes. RC Pro-Am was a racing game, but you had, the cars were basically RC cars.
Okay.
And my little brother was actually really, really good at it.
I do remember a racing game that I liked. It wasn't your standard racing against other cars games, but that Simpson Fun taxi game.
Fun game. Well, you're going around Springfield.
And you're picking up fares.
Really good. Yeah. You know, and another game, Preston, called Midnight Club. So the problem with racing a lot of times, like Gran Turismo and a lot of these games, is that they're just you need a little bit of a fantastical level to it. Not you don't have to be flying, but so that you got a little bit of I can't do this on a regular road. In Midnight Club, we were driving around, and your destinations or things that you had to hit were across the city skyline were these columns of light you were heading to. Yeah. So at least it made the game a lot more interesting.
I did like the racing games, and I do know about pretty much all of the ones that you guys mentioned because both my brothers played them. But Casey, I was actually so good at RC Pro-Am that I used to beat my brothers at it, and they used to get so mad.
So I can't remember whether or not there was a final stage that you could win, but what I do remember is my brother was reaching a pinnacle that it was virtually impossible for him to lose, and maybe about an inch away from the finish line, somebody came up behind him and shot him with a missile, he died, and he almost threw the entire game system out the window. He was so mad.
That's when you got to walk away.
Mm-hmm. Spy Hunter was the only other driving.
That was a good one.
That I loved. And that was the big cabinet. You sat inside of it. It had the surround music and everything. I did enjoy that.
And then they had a console version of it, which was pretty good.
Yeah. All right, so here are the ones that are in, and these are in alphabetical order. So I don't know the years are scattered as to when they were inducted into this Video Game Hall of Fame. So Donkey Kong, of course, Doom, Final Fantasy VII. Final Fantasy VII. I never played it, but I know it was insanely
popular.
People
were addicted to Final Fantasy VII. I never caught that train. I did enjoy Doom, all the versions, you know, especially there was one that was one of, as far as a horror shooter, just sensational.
Grand Theft Auto III, that's when that really started to take off.
Yeah, and they got progressively better.
Halo Combat Evolved.
The first one, I believe.
It is?
Yeah,
okay.
Halo Combat Evolved. I think that's the title for the first Halo. That, to me, got me back into gaming when that first Xbox console came out. Yeah. You remember, we had one set up at Y100.
Yeah.
They brought one in, and I got on it, and you could see in my face, oh.
Yeah, I remember you, because you had kind of brushed off gaming, and then you found that, and you're like, okay, this is my jam.
Yeah.
I got my jam. I have three testicles. Another one is John Madden Football. That was a game changer.
Yeah.
The Legend of Zelda that was nominated or inducted in 2018. I mean, that's
they're the pinnacle again. If you want to talk about games that are emotion, Preston.
Oh my God!
Twilight Princess, man. Mm-hmm. You play that game and you'll cry. You made a stone.
Yep, absolutely. Even that first Legend of Zelda on the itty bitty Nintendo system with its crappy little 8-bit stuff. When it's scrolling at the end of the game and it's reminiscing about the characters that you've met, and then the last thing it shows. And the music fits it, and it says, "And the Master Sword sleeps forever." And you're like, oh
I did it. God. I did it.
It was amazing. I'll never forget the first time I saw that. Microsoft Solitaire, we mentioned that. Mortal Kombat, we mentioned that. The Oregon Trail is on this list as well.
Not familiar.
That's an old game.
Is that the one basically a text game type?
Nick? Yeah, kind of. Yeah, but we played that in like maybe second or third grade. I mean, that was like on early PCs. It was green and black. It wasn't even black and white. You could die of dysentery. You had to get across the country. Your wagon would go off the trail.
The Donner Pass, Nick, or something like that?
Kind of. I mean, maybe there was a Donner Pass aspect to it, but that was the first game that I remember playing, and they weren't afraid to kill you.
Hmm. Marissa just pulled up, Connor did the video of a screenshot of this, of the game Oregon Trail. So, yeah, it looks mainly, text-based. So, hold on, Marissa?
Yeah, the fact that you guys didn't play Oregon Trail blows my mind, because this was my childhood.
For you?
Yes, on our Apple IIgs.
No kidding.
It was Oregon Trail, and you started with a family, and then you had to decide, you know, how much food you could get. You had to shoot animals.
I'm gonna shoot.
You had to shoot people. You had to forge rivers, and you'd lose a daughter along the way.
I told you guys not that long ago that I've become slightly fascinated with text-based video games. A lot of this goes on in your head.
Yeah.
And but this had you know pictures to go along with it. The Oregon Trail thing did.
The bison would give you the most meat, right, Marissa?
Yes.
Like, if you could shoot a bison, you'd feed your family for a while. But it was I mean, you would just the game would end when you would die. Yeah. And okay. So they just would flat out murder you.
Preston, they recently made it a card game available at Target. So if you want to order that, you can try
seeing
that with
that.
The family.
You're right, Marissa. I didn't know that that's where this came from. Okay. the other nominees or inductees into the Video Game Hall of Fame were have been Pac-Man, of course. One of the ones that kicked off the video game revolution.
I love Pac-Man.
Pac-Man. Pokemon Red and Green. Pong. Of course, they're going all the way back to the beginning. The Sims.
Yes.
Never could get into The Sims.
My wife. So we set up, you know, we got this set up on the computer. And I remember her describing one night, and all video gamers have had this, where you start playing, you got your thing going, and then the sun's rising.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've been at this all night.
I think that, I'll bet you more female players than male players for The Sims. That's what I always
saw. The numbers on The Sims. Remember, there was also those games like a Farm or the Garden or the, there were app equivalents that were huge for a while. I forget what it was, but, you know. But they were basically Sims games.
All right. So, I mean, I haven't played video games. Like, when I used to play Street Fighter II, I would play for hours at a time. And I haven't done that in a really, really long time. Have the controllers gotten so much better that you don't get that Nintendo thumb anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you. So, when the Xbox came out and revised their controller, their super big, bulky controller, and then they got smaller. Most of my games, my preference was to play on the Xbox. I now play on the PS4 more.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because the controller is just the right size.
It's ergonomic.
It's ergonomic. And I tend to love it. Preston, a game that I love, and I'm going to remind you of this game Inside. Download this game.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Side scroll,
written down. Okay.
Black and white, Inside. Dabble out with it over the weekend.
Okay.
But a game that you know, the Resident Evil stuff, great. Resident Evil 4, one of the greatest games ever made.
My son just lent out our Wii to a friend because they've never played it before.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
still works, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
And they're great.
Yeah.
The game that comes with it, the original game that has the sports. Tennis and the bowling,
the bowling
is
man.
Still the
and
best.
And the golf.
And the golf. And a game called Bioshock. The original Bioshock is an underwater city. You end up in it, and it's been abandoned, and there are these things and autonomous systems that are there, and it's sort of a horror game. There's nothing like it. If you can find the original Bioshock, play it. It's great.
By the way, Farmville, Steve.
Farmville, that's it.
In. That's what you were talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
But getting back to the Wii, actually, Mario Kart on the Wii was a lot of fun. If you could, you put the little controller inside a steering wheel. You didn't really have to do that either. You could just use
hold
the thing. But
it's just sensitive, that game.
At the end, so you talk about crying at the end of the game. At the end of Bioshock, Preston, you have the option throughout the game. There's these things called I think they're called Big Daddies, and they're like big helmeted sort of robots. And then there are little girls who are sort of with them and that are drugged up. If you save these girls at the end in the coda to the game, it's been out for a long time, so if you haven't played it yet. There's something so touching that happens with the girls that you have saved that it's one of the great moments in video gaming.
All right. And here's some other ones that were inducted into the Video Game Hall of Fame. Sonic the Hedgehog, man.
Great
game. Talk about playing for hours, Case. We used to just play and play and play Sonic. The Sega Genesis was a step up in video game systems.
House of the Dead, I first played on Sega Genesis.
Also, Space Invaders, Space War, Super Mario Kart, I had mentioned Street Fighter 2.
Yeah,
that was another. Some of these games, when they got into their sequels, started to get better and better. That's why, like Final Fantasy VII and Grand Theft Auto 3 are the ones in here. But Street Fighter 2, that was the one, man.
I loved
unbelievable.
It. Yeah. And then Mortal Kombat came right after Street Fighter 2. That was another really good one. But what I also liked was Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah,
so
that was fun.
That was all your Street Fighter characters versus Marvel superheroes.
Yep. Then you have Super Mario Brothers, which is, I mean, that's another one, Case, I'd spend all damn day playing.
Yeah.
Can you go to line 4 for a second, Preston?
Yes. Hang on a second. It is JV. Jay, how you doing? You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Baby Wheel.
Baby Wheel.
Dear Lord. What's up, bud?
I just wanted to tell you, because he keeps bringing up the game Inside, and I bought it at GameStop for like $6 because it was a
Yeah.
And the game's phenomenal. It also has a different ending. I don't know if Steve knows that.
So I played one ending that was super weird and super cool, but you're saying how many endings would you say there are?
Two. There's two different endings.
All right. Okay. All right, so there's you know the one that I'm talking about that sort of ends up on the beach.
Yeah, you can Google the other ending to see what it is.
All right,
but basically what you have to do is each board there's like it's not even like board because it's like a straight through game, but there's like sections of the factory that you go through or like the city, whatever you want to call it, and they have numbers on the wall. Well, each section of the city has a different switch you have to hit. If you get all the switches by the end of the game, you unlock the secret ending.
Okay.
Ah.
But
YouTube it.
Visually, as a game, isn't it just amazing what they do with shadows and light and everything?
It was, like, super artistic.
Yeah.
Which is what I liked about it. It was, like, creepy. You don't really know what the story's about. It's hard to figure it out.
But you know you have to live. You have to survive. And that's all you need to know. Yeah.
That's all you know. Yeah. And it's like they got a lot of weird things going on. There's like underwater girls that can breathe underwater.
Yeah, yeah.
And they chase you, and it's really creepy. I liked it a lot. It only cost me $6.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah.
Steve, did you ever play the Stanley Parable?
I heard about
it. It's a weird game. My sons wanted it, and you had to download this app called Steam and all this other stuff to make it
that
work.
That Steam stuff is a pain in the ass.
It was a pain in the ass, but we eventually got it going, and it's strange. I couldn't even sit here and describe it to you.
Yeah,
really weird. But it was very surreal. So kind of the stuff he was mentioning about that is
sounds in that realm.
It's in that range. Yeah. So other games on this list: Tetris. There you go.
That one entered my soul and all of my being when I would play it a lot, especially as a swimmer, Kathy, when I was in practice with all the tiles at the bottom of the pool.
Kids were drowning.
While kids were drowning.
That's when he was a lifeguard. Yeah.
That's right. When your ears were... I'll tell you what, Casey. I remember such savage pins and needles from playing Tetris on my Game Boy on the toilet.
Yeah.
I mean, were you were rendered almost incapable of standing. That's how long you'd sit there.
I remember a lot of swimmers doing that, though, Casey, saying that they would play Tetris with the tiles at the bottom of the pool.
Yeah, so when you did indoor swimming, that's when you had the tiles at the bottom of the pool. And it's, again, when you're swimming, Jesus, I don't even know, 10,000 meters a practice or whatever, it's, it's kind of like what you do to pass the time,
Is look at the tiles?
Yeah.
That was the first and only game that ever invaded my dreams. I would have vivid dreams about that. Yeah.
Listen, that's the moment when it does, because it has happened over the years. If I have a dream about the game I'm playing, it's time to stop playing that game for a little while, because it's gone too far.
War games will do that a lot. The Wolfenstein games did that.
Tomb Raider did it for me.
Tomb Raider, when you have a puzzle. I wonder if I did this, and you're thinking about the thing, and it just haunts you. God of War did that, and the God of War series is, again, another amazing one with that, where you, Preston, you're just like, you're dreaming of, it's like, oh my God, you feel like you're living in the freaking Matrix.
Right.
Yeah, that did happen with me with Tetris, but also with Candy Crush, and that's when I stopped playing. I'm like, I cannot, because I was playing before bed. I would lay in bed, play a little bit, and then go to sleep, and I was dreaming about Candy Crush. I'm like, okay, we got to be done with this.
Yeah, you were hardcore.
I loved Candy. It was such a time killer for me. Anywhere I would, if I was sitting in a doctor's office or in line at Target or wherever I was, it was just a time killer. But yeah, when I had a dream about it, and I had to stop.
Yeah, Kath, there's basically a Disney version of Candy Crush that you can use, and my brother turned me on to it, because what you can do is you can basically win Disney emojis as a result. So and same exact thing. I'm like, all right, I'm thinking about it, and I'm seeing these figures when I'm not even playing the game.
Russ,
mine was Snood.
Snood. I don't even know. Not familiar.
It's Bubble Breaker. I think Bubble Breaker is the one where you shoot the... Jesus. I apparently I love shooting games.
Yeah.
You shoot the bubble at like the light colors and then they all disappear. Isn't that Bubble Breaker?
No, I have no idea.
I don't know. They had this blue guy that looked like Grover from Sesame Street, and I would just dream about lines and lines of this blue Snood guy.
Okay.
I'll tell you a game that started to invade my dreams a little bit, Preston, was we were talking about Dragon's Lair.
Really? No kidding?
Yeah, I mean, because that was... because no one had seen anything like that. And also, do you remember the arcade game Terminator 2?
I do. I love that game, man.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, with
so
the,
good.
Well,
with the machine guns.
Yeah. That was a great game.
I mean, I must have spent hundreds of dollars on that game.
Yep.
Not as good as Silent Scope, though.
Silent Scope's great.
Was awesome.
Dude.
That was the first sniper game I ever remember playing, and I'm like...
Well, you're playing the sniper game at home now. You have the...
Oh, yeah, Sniper Elite 4. Yeah. I love it. I'm now just trying to max out all my weapons. I've finished it several times over, and I'm just going back and I'm doing all the requirements you need to do to max out your weapons. But yeah, Silent Scope. And I think there was one, was it called Airwolf? That was kind of like, it was the precursor to that Terminator game.
Right.
With the little submachine guns or the Uzis that you used.
I love those. But those were great. The machine guns in Terminator 2, and you'd start to shoot the flesh away from the...
From the Terminator. So the last two games on this list are Tomb Raider and World of Warcraft, and that's the whole immersive world.
The Tomb Raider reboots recently, the last two games, tremendous.
Yeah. So once again, the ones that are up for nominees this year, Bejeweled, Centipede, Frogger, GoldenEye 007, Guitar Hero, King's Quest, Minecraft, NBA Jam, Nokia Snake, Super Smash Brothers Melee, Uncharted 2 Among Thieves, and Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Can you hit Jay? He has on line one, he has something about racing games.
Hi, Jay. You're on the air. Good morning.
Oh, hey, man. How are you? My name's Joe.
Hi, Joe. Okay. What's up, buddy?
I gotta touch up on some of these games here, man. You guys are overlooking a lot. Like, first off, I think, like, you're either a racing game player or you're not. You know, like, that kind of defines where you're going to go in your video game, you know, adventure.
So
you know,
what's your favorite racing game of all time, Joe?
You know, I had Pole Position on Atari.
Pole Position.
I used to love that
game. That was a great game.
Yep.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. But Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Okay. Not much a racing game.
It's not a racing game. It's a race.
Not a racing game, you get fit. Godfather.
But a good point. So you're more of the old school stuff. You're not like a Gran Turismo kind of guy.
Nah, not really. Like, I'm like a Dark Souls kind of guy, in the new stuff.
Okay. All right. That's something, by the way, if people ever flirted with the notion of getting into video games, there's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they are time killers. You're not really learning how to knit or make pickles, but still, they are a lot of fun. So.
Yep.
All right. Play for a week straight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it, man. All right. Well, if you got the time, you can do that. And playing those older games, you can find those online pretty easy and free a lot of times.
You can download Inside. I think it's on Xbox and I think PS4.
PS4,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. But anyhow, these are up for nominations for Strong, which has the Video Game Hall of Fame.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.